Hello and welcome to Ex-Tumblr Girls, the podcast hosted by two ex-Tumblr girls turned modern Tumblr women. I'm your host, Tori.
I'm your host, Carly.
Let's talk about Tumblr.
Hey.
Hey. What's poppin'?
We have to think of different ways to actually start.
What's poppin' is a thing that got said to me at 3 in the morning at a club in Berlin before I was promptly cornered by a man from Finland. And he made me talk about their politics for like half an hour.
Do you know anything about Finnish politics?
No. This was the craziest thing that happened to me while I was in Germany. Like, I actually think the craziest thing. We were at a nightclub and it was like 2:45 in the morning. And that's not even like a late time in Germany. Yeah. Because here in the US, like bars and clubs close at like 2, or maybe like later in New York. But in Germany, they're open all night. Like they close at like 9 in the morning. And it was like 2:45. And I was like, let's dance for like another half an hour and then take the train back to our hostel because German public transit is safe to take at 3 in the morning. And as I turned around to go inside, a guy walked up behind me and went, "Was poppin'?" And I was like, excuse me. And then he started asking me questions about myself. And so I was being polite. And his friend went and cornered my other two friends that I was there with and distracted them while the first one cornered me and started asking me questions. And I was like, oh, what's Finland like? And then he started telling me about how conservative Finnish politics are and how homophobic the country is because it's very closely tied to the church. And he left the church. And I was like, okay.
Is he a lobbyist? Was he trying to lobby you?
I don't know. He told me he missed when Obama was president. Like, I was like, okay. And then he told me some really sad personal stuff. And then I got my friends to leave. I was like, we have to get a train. Gotta go. And we left. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And they were like, well, I don't know about the conversation you just had, but the one that we were talking to told us some crazy shit about life in Finland. And well, coincidentally, God, I hope they never hear this. Both of their names were Kalla. When we said, like, they asked my name and I said, Tori, and I said, what's your name? And he said, it's funny. We have the same name, Kalla and Kalla. And so it's become a running joke between me and my friend who I went to Germany with. We are always talking about Kalla and Kalla, but the Kalla I was talking to me about conservative politics in Finland. The Kalla they were talking to was telling them about alcoholism and familial abuse in Finland.
Wow. You got a crash course.
Like, literally. And now every time I see something about Finland, Kira and I send it to each other because the Kalla, this is a really long-winded story to start the podcast with, but the Kalla they were talking to was saying how they love Germany because you can't do drugs in Finland, you can only drink. And they said, well, then you guys, I guess, drink a lot. And he said, oh yes, like in Finland there's a very bad drinking problem. And he said, especially he was saying like it's a really bad thing for like families. And he said, because in Finland the father, when he drinks, he defamily. And he made like a wind up fist motion.
Wow.
And he was saying that like they drink for every holiday, but then when his father would drink, he would hit them. And Kira was like, oh my God. And she laughed because he made a wind up fist motion. And he went, no, I'm serious. And he was like, on Christmas, on Midsummer, on Easter, and for some goddamn reason, our other friend who we were there with went, even on birthdays. And Kala said, especially on birthdays. So, really sorry to our Finnish listeners because we actually do have a couple. I learned from our Spotify Wrapped for podcasters. We actually do have listeners in Finland.
I hope you guys are okay.
So, really sorry to make your country the butt of that story, but truly, it's the only thing I know about Finland is from that 15 to 20 minute long conversation I had at 3 in the morning at a nightclub in Berlin. With two men, both named Kalla.
Mom, icon. They
Speaking of
should become
Spotify Wrapped.
listeners. Oh yeah. It was fucking ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't really surprised by my top artist because it was Fiona Apple, who I literally the only artist that I've been listening to for the past few months.
I was
But
thinking about this last night. What music did you listen to before you listened to Fiona Apple? Because I
my
feel like recently I can't think of anything else you listened to.
Well, earlier in the year, I listened to a lot of Samia. She was on my top five.
Yes.
When we did the Tumblr Pop Queens episode, I listened to a lot of Halsey and Lorde. Even though Halsey didn't end up on my top 100 songs at all, which is crazy to
That
me.
doesn't make any sense because I know you listen to Halsey a lot because we saw her in June and I know we were preparing.
Really. And then I listened to Julia Jacklin a bit because I saw her in concert. And then I think it was August 1st that I started listening to Fiona Apple, and I listened to her so much that she became my top.
Wow. How many minutes did you listen for?
In total, I think it was like around 50,000, which is getting lower and lower each year.
Really?
Yeah.
I think mine might also be lower than this year, or last year rather. I listened for 47,836 minutes. But the thing I don't like about Wrapped is that I don't think it includes the amount of time I spent listening to podcasts.
No, it doesn't.
And if you added up the number of minutes I spent listening to podcasts, it would be a lot fucking higher than that. It said, okay, my Wrapped podcast-wise was actually really interesting because shockingly, Binchtopia was not my top podcast.
Oh, was it ologies?
Ologies with Ali Ward, which I listen to fall asleep to every single night. But I put it
That
on like
makes
the
sense then.
15 minute timer. But also, now that I've been listening to it for a long time, I do listen to the episodes during the day as well. Alone on Ologies, I spent over 4,000 minutes listening to that podcast this year. Just that one podcast. Crazy. My other tops were Binchtopia, Sounds Like a Cult, Too Scary Didn't Watch, and Rehash. I just love
Ex-Tumblr
listening to
Girls
you.
wasn't on your top?
No.
Fake fan. I think Ex-Tumblr Girls
I
was my third or my second.
don't listen to the episodes after they come out.
Well, yeah, I guess you edit them, so you don't really need to listen to
I
them.
used to listen to them after we put them out because we're funny. And so once in a while I do still listen to an episode, but the first few episodes I only listened to just to make sure I didn't fuck anything up. And I was listening for like making sure the audio sounded okay after I cut it and after I balanced it. But now that we record on Zoom, I have like now that I figured out my microphone settings, I don't really have to fuck with the audio as much. So I listen to it when I'm editing it and then never
Yeah.
again.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm not offended whatsoever.
However, there's a Wrapped for podcasters. I don't even know if I showed you.
Think you told me, but I don't think you sent me any screenshots or anything.
Well, I didn't save any because I did it on my computer. And apparently I didn't even take any pictures. I mean, I can open it at any time. But the biggest deal was that we were 10 listeners' number one podcast.
I love that. I love you guys. You guys should post on your stories that we can repost
Seriously, because whoever
it.
the 10 of you are, you're our favorite people in the whole world. We were also 50 listeners. We were in the top five. which means that there are 50 people out there who should have been fucking tagging us in their Spotify Wrapped screenshots. You guys are all fake fans. Including
me. We love you, but we love you.
But we love the ex-Tumblr girl community. We're very grateful that everyone listened to these 20 episodes this year. This is our 20th episode.
That's so crazy. I thought we would have more than that, but I guess there's not that many weeks in a year, and we've slowed down a little bit.
There are many more weeks than that in a year. We post every other week, and there were several times we took month-long breaks.
Yeah, that's true. Eventually, we will get on a schedule that's reliable, but...
Guys, it'll happen. We think 2024 is really the year of the ex-Tumblr girl.
Yeah, so true.
So true. In terms of my music Wrapped, I was actually kind of disappointed by it because I had kind of a change in music taste at some point in the year, and I started listening to a lot more indie. And yet my top three artists were the same that they have been for the past like 4 years, which was Water Parks, Halsey, and 5 Seconds of Summer. However, Ethel Kane was in my four.
Love.
And number five was Stray Kids. Nice. But I think my songs list was wrong because there was only one Stray Kids song on my whole top 100. And it wasn't the song that I used to listen to easily 15 times a day. Yeah. So.
No, it's wrong. I think Spotify's algorithm is really fucked up. And also, they need to get a handle on what genres are. I don't think that anybody at Spotify corporate understands what a genre is. Because POV indie is not a genre. What? It means nothing.
Like, they made that up for no... Like, that's the name of a playlist. That's not a fucking genre.
Yeah. And also, I saw somebody post, like, oh, these are all artists that are under the POV indie tag. And it's like, My Chemical Romance, Phoebe Bridgers. Like, makes no sense whatsoever.
Like, guys, there are these things called pop. There are these things called indie. There are these things called alt pop. Like...
Yeah,
you can use the words they need to figure their shit out. Ugh.
And it was also ugly. It was ugly. I think we need to focus on how ugly it was.
I think you should talk your shit.
So everybody that I talk to on a daily basis in my life has already heard this, but I wrote a paper on ugly design. I actually didn't finish the paper, but I wrote enough of it and I did my research.
Why didn't you finish it?
It was a final research paper, and I had already had 100 in the class. I knew I got an 80 on it, and it was 3 pages. It should have been 7. So I think I did okay.
Was this for your Standee Modernism class?
This is for postmodernism and after.
Oh.
Yeah, this was the final season that I got COVID. So I got a pass, I think, for that. But basically, in my paper, I talked about ugly art and ugly design and how ugly design is now becoming a little bit more mainstream. But the thing is, with art, ugliness can have a purpose for art. Ugliness in design right now is just being trendy. And that's why I kind of hated the Spotify Wrapped this year, because I just truly think it's getting uglier and uglier every year. And there's no other point for it besides a trend.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the Spotify designers really used their imagination all that much when it came to this year's design, because it was really ugly, really ugly.
It was just like spinning shapes. Like, last year's was way better than this.
Yeah. It's just, it truly keeps getting worse, because I don't know, somebody at Spotify's thinking like, this is what Gen Z likes. They want to see something new and interesting, when it wasn't new or interesting. It was just clashing. I won't spend any more time on it, but I do think it was ugly, and I want them to know that. I don't want them to live it down.
Well, you know, when why? When I when I upload this to Spotify for Podcasters, and they, you know, steal the metadata and they archive the words. Someone somewhere will have track of you having said this, and it'll like shoot up a little blinker on someone's screen that'll be like, somebody called your product ugly. And then they'll be like, fuck that, and they'll close the tab. But let's not forget that Spotify Wrapped was designed by an intern who is a black woman who never got paid for the design or the idea. She came up with their best product, and now they fuck it up every year, and she doesn't even get her flowers. So,
and every social media now is making Wrapped. Some sort of Wrapped. Like Reddit is doing a Wrapped now, which is ridiculous. No one does that.
If Tumblr made a Wrapped, I'd kill myself.
Yeah. We'd have to stop recording this podcast out of fear for our own reputations.
It'd be like, you tagged 4,000 posts, Dan Z. I have a Tumblr update. Did you notice that? Oh, you don't really use mobile, do you? I don't know if the update also affected the browser version. They made the URLs smaller on posts. Yes,
I have seen that.
Why did they do that? So now your URL and the person you reblogged from are on the same line instead of being one. Like, I
think that question, why do they do that, can be asked about a lot of Tumblr's decisions.
But it's like, we just talked about how they were saying, like, we're not going to be updating the platform. It's just a skeleton crew. And then everyone was like, oh, that sucks. Imagine if the platform worked. And they were like, we can make the URL smaller.
I do think that was something that was introduced a while ago. They were just slowly rolling it out.
Weird. Also, my note, like my activities tab, now I get a preview of the tags people used on a post when they reblog from me, which is like, you don't need to show me that. I would have checked anyway.
Yeah.
I like to see what my mutuals have to say. I'm always reading the tags. So yeah, another life update about Tumblr. I've stopped queuing.
Yeah. You're done with it? I've actually been queuing way less, because when I use mobile, I actually have been using mobile more. I think I talked about this last time. What?
You're talking about your the thing screen I just posted.
Well, I don't know if I mentioned ScreenZen last time, but I recently took Tumblr off ScreenZen because it crashes after 5 minutes anyway. So, whatever. It's a useless app, and you know, I guess I shouldn't expect anything more.
No. But I've stopped queuing, and I don't know how I feel about it, but it's nice to just hit reblog and just like let it exist. Plus, the queue function doesn't work the way it's supposed to anyway. So it's like, who cares?
Well, what I was just about to say, that I stopped my sentence and now I'm remembering what the rest of my sentence was. But on the Tumblr app, when I queue from my drafts, which I think I've mentioned before, I have a system where I draft and then queue in an order that makes sense to me in a very specific way that cannot be explained.
That you've been doing since you were 14.
Yes. But when I'm on mobile queuing from my drafts, when I click queue, it posts it automatically anyway. Oh. Like, it adds it to my queue and then posts it. And I'm like, okay, this something's not clicking.
Oh, God.
So I'm not queuing anymore either.
Wow. A growth for us.
Yeah.
To blog in real time. Oh, my God. Wait, I actually don't. I don't know if I told you this. Did I tell you I got tickets to see Ethel Cain?
No. Oh, my God.
I'm going to see Ethel Cain next year.
Is it her tour? Is she?
Yeah.
She's headlining? Wow.
Yeah. At least I think so. She announced like literally 6-date tour.
Wow.
2 of them in the US, 4 of them in Europe. That's called the Childish Behavior Tour. And she deleted everything off her social media and replaced it with just like 2 pictures from a new photo shoot, one of them being the tour announcement. And yeah, I'm going to the one
in New York. Is it sold out already?
I don't know. Actually, I got pre-sale. So I think the actual sale is tomorrow. But that was, yeah, I got them yesterday after I got good news. Nice. I bought concert tickets. So yeah, it's in Central Park.
Wow.
In that's June. Fun. I know, I'm very excited. My friend Abby, who is an avid listener and we love her, we are going to see Mother Kane. We started a Pinterest board already for our outfits.
I love that.
I literally like was screeching when we got the tickets. I was like, this is not real life. I can't wait to see Ethel Kane.
Love that.
I'm seeing all my favorites next year now.
Nice. I gotta go almost to more all. Concerts next year.
I
only went to 2 concerts this last year. I know you went to a lot more than that.
I went, I have 2 this weekend. And then on Tuesday, my friend's boyfriend is playing at a venue in Philly. So I'm going to support and to hang. So after that show, I would have done 19 this year.
That's fucking crazy. You're dedicated.
19, like when... Some of the people I know who go to concerts and like follow tours, like 19 doesn't even feel like a lot, but like in comparison to the average number that people go to, which is probably like 1 a year. Like,
yeah. Especially living in Rochester when nobody ever comes up here.
That's the thing. I made a list and I think out of the 19, like 16 of them were in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, some of them were also like really small things that I count as a concert, like an artist that I love playing at a bar. Like to me, that counts.
Yeah.
I actually found out from my parents yesterday that the concert I've thought my whole life was the first concert I ever went to was not the first concert I ever went to.
What was it?
I thought my first concert was Chris Daughtry in 2008 at the Allentown, Pennsylvania State Fair. And turns out so 1 month before that, I went to see American Idol Live, the year that David Archuleta won.
You don't remember that at all?
No, I was 7.
But you remember Chris Daughtry?
Yes, I don't know why.
God, that's
they
so
were
funny.
1 month apart. I don't know why I remember Chris Daughtry and not American Idol Live, but that's turns funny. Out my first ever concert was American Idol Live.
My first ever concert was with you when we saw One Republic.
That was your first concert?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that. That was interesting.
I don't remember how old we were. Were we like 13 or something?
God, maybe a little older. 13, maybe 14. I don't know.
I don't know. Long fucking time ago.
That was a stacked lineup. It was One Republic and American Authors and someone there
was
else. Another,
and it was like The Fray or The Script or something.
Oh,
like
The Script. Yeah. Wow. That like same year, I saw the Goo Goo Dolls with my parents at that same venue, which was crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to add The Script or One Republic to my bingo board. Brainstorming list because I'm gonna need some ideas.
Okay, and that's a beautiful transition for my 20 minutes of bullshit that we just recorded to get into the real heart of the episode. So many of you will not know, actually I don't know, we've mentioned it on an episode before, but last year Carly and I spent our day before New Year's or day of New Year's creating bingo boards for all the things that we thought would happen in the year of our Lord and Savior 2023. And we had a hoot and a half. We were at it for like 3 hours easily, just like riffing. That was one of the instances where we were like, we need to have a podcast. Like, this would have been so funny if we'd recorded it.
Well, I think you made a TikTok.
I did. We had a TikTok. It didn't get a ton of views. but we did make a TikTok that got some comments about us being funny and like believable. And we have checked up on those bingo cards often. Now is when I'm remembering. We have mentioned it because I said I was going to post them on the Instagram story and I never did. but should we go over ones that we got right now? Because I didn't know if there were any.
There were none that were right.
I think I got one right technically. Like on a technicality. One of my predictions for 2023 bingo was that Millie Bobby Brown quits acting mid Stranger Things 5. And because SAG-AFTRA went on strike...
She technically did.
She did low-key quit acting mid Stranger Things.
And she did release a book. She wrote a novel. Well, I doubt she actually wrote it, but there is a novel out under the name Millie Bobby Brown. And she's engaged. What?
Oh, you know what? This one was close. I had predicted last year an Amber Heard Hulu docuseries followed closely by a Johnny Depp Netflix docuseries. And they did make a Herb versus Depp Netflix series that I didn't watch. I refused to, but I'm gonna vote that it leans in Johnny Depp's favor.
Yeah, probably.
But other than that, I didn't get anything right, which was really upsetting. Billie Eilish and Jesse Rutherford did break up, but it wasn't a public breakup at the Met Gala, as I had hoped.
That would have been
Billie Eilish also came out recently as For the Girls. Finally. I love
how she was like, this shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody.
I saw her talking to an interviewer and she was like, I thought everybody knew. She's like, and then I saw a headline saying I came out.
Like, so should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
First, I'm gonna change my hoodie because it still smells like McDonald's fries.
Okay, got it.
Okay, do you want to start? Or should I start?
I can start.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
We did come up with a few because it would take us a really long time if we just did this without any notes, but I definitely don't have 24.
I have 15, so I need to spitball a little bit. I have some ideas, and my bestie Natalie offered me some brilliant ideas that I might be stealing some of because she came up with a couple, really good ones, and two, some really fucking funny ones.
I have 20, and some of them are a little half-baked.
My first prediction is possibly my strongest.
In terms of how funny it is or how likely it is to happen.
I'm feeling it's most probable.
Okay.
My first bingo prediction of 2024 is that Goop by Gwyneth Paltrow will experience a tax scandal, but it will not ruin the company.
Okay. I can see that happening. She probably is doing tax evasion.
Right. Like, there's got to be something wrong at a company making that much money, but I don't think it will be the downfall of Goop.
No. I don't think anything can stop Goop at this point. It is literally almost like a spiritual entity.
The yoni egg gives her power.
Okay. My first one, which I am really hoping happens, is a Snoopy show. I don't want Charlie Brown anywhere fucking near this, first of all. I'm going to start with that. I want it focused on Snoopy, and it better not be CGI, and it better not be live action.
Okay, you want cartoon Snoopy return.
Yes.
Okay, that's so good. And I guarantee it's already in the works.
It better be.
Snoopy
is making a comeback.
I love Snoopy. I need to go to Aeropostale because they have a Snoopy collection right now. Where did you get that?
I stole it from my mom. It's a tote bag that has Snoopy holding a globe saying, take care of the earth.
I need to go to Aeropostale because they have like a fleece quarter zip that has the Snoopy wearing a jacket all over it.
I need that. I actually need that.
And I just saw some other brand, like a national parks charity or something, launched a Snoopy collection. So like
Snoopy's so bad. It's gotta happen. Yeah,
you're so right. Okay. My second prediction for 2024 is this one I feel kind of good about, and I feel like it's just likely enough that saying it could almost speak it into existence.
Okay.
I think the wellness trend of the year is dream journaling.
Yeah, you did tell me about this one. I think it's actually a good idea. Like, I think we do need to psychoanalyze ourselves a little bit more than we are.
I just feel like someone is, you know how like those shadow work journals became really mm-hmm. big, like on TikTok when witch talk was a thing. I think someone's going to start talking about dream journaling and like Jungian therapy and like analyzing mm-hmm. your dreams. And that's going to be like wellness for the year. Mental wellness is analyzing your dreams.
Yeah. It on like there's a lot of TikTok content that is just coming to mind that it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I see it. I do see mm-hmm. it. I think with these bingo cards, we're trying to be a little bit more probable, at least so far. I mean, I have some pretty out there ones.
Yeah, I don't have any incredibly out there ones yet. I couldn't think of anything funny the way, like last year, me coming up with Angus Thong's Imperfect Snogging sequel, like where did that come from?
I don't know. There are a few that at the end, if I can't give any, I want to carry over some from the last bingo board.
Okay, that's because fair. I think that's fair.
I had some really good ones that I think still have potential.
Yeah.
But my next one is that Trisha Paytas quit social media.
Oh, that's like easy. Like,
yeah, I you think mean that could totally
completely
happen.
Or do you mean temporarily?
I think she's gonna say she's done, but
okay,
that doesn't mean that she's done.
Yeah. Trisha Paytas says she's quitting the internet.
Yes.
Well, it'd be even crazier if she like deleted one of her profiles.
Yeah.
Which I could see her doing.
Yeah. Even if it's just as a like a publicity stunt, I can see it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm low-key obsessed with her, like I'm as an idea.
Like, I'm obsessed with her.
Have you seen that TikTok of her? Holding a bedazzled Happy Meal and saying hello, welcome to McDonald's in like five different languages.
No.
She goes like, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Hola, bienvenidos de McDonald's. And then she says it in Hebrew.
It's an icon.
And like, she does like whatever. And then she goes, McDonald's. Like, because it's obviously not a Hebrew word. Like, God, that TikTok is anyway, that's a really good prediction. Mine is also my next one is also about an influencer, and it's very specific. And I think for me, it's mostly like I just want to see this person thrive. I think that Brittany Broski is going to start dating an A-list male celebrity.
You saw the Hozier interview. I feel like if there's like any dating rumors, like that will make my year. That will make my life.
I listen to her podcast religiously, and her episode after that interview was so fucking funny. She was talking about it, and then she went, guys, I can't move to Ireland. Okay, fine, Andrew, I'll move to Ireland. Like, she's sitting there talking to herself, and she's like, he's going to ask me to move to Ireland. As long as we can have a house where I can put the podcast studio, fine. That's fine, Andrew. That's fine. Like, she sits there and talks to herself, and I'm like, she's me. Like, she is me. But I would love I want to see Brittany Broski date an A-list male celebrity. Her new obsession is Jacob Elordi. And then now there's some like other British singer named Sam something that she's like chewing at the bars of her enclosure for. But I think it's her turn to date an A-lister.
I think I see that happening. I do.
She's very much
potential.
She's very much going the direction in like terms of relationships with A-lists as like Amelia from Chicken Shop Date.
I don't know who that is.
She's the one that does those really awkward interviews with celebrities at like, they literally just like eat chicken fingers.
Okay.
She does like red carpet interviews now, and she's just really, she's so funny, but she's like dry with people, and they know her for it now. And everybody likes her for it. She did an interview with Matty Healy where he tried to kiss her and she went, no. But yeah. Okay, what's your third one?
All right. I have Taylor Swift goes to space. Listen.
I'm obsessed with it.
If Jeff Bezos can do it, Taylor Swift can do it. Like, she could go to Mars.
She's a billionaire. Why wouldn't she?
I think that she's going to go to space, but I think she's going to keep it under wraps because...
And then someone's going to, like, find out from her private jet log that she, like, landed near the NASA base on like, the day of the launch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Twitter flight logs reveals that Taylor Swift went to space.
Like, it'll definitely be a point of contention, but the Swifties will be on her side. They'll be like, she deserves to be in space. She should own space.
I almost thought, like, should I put, like, Taylor Swift gets engaged on my bingo board? Because it feels strangely probable at the moment. I feel like
I don't think she's going to get engaged, but
I don't know. I feel like they're going really hard on, like, publicizing this relationship in a way that feels like she, like, okay, this is not me judging, and God help me, please don't tell the Swifties I said this. I feel like she's doing a thing where she just like wants to get married already.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think she just picked like an all-American man who's like sort of popular at the most American sport, and now they're going to go have some really white children.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're going to last, but who knows? Maybe they'll get married.
Maybe they'll get engaged and then...
I think there's a lot of publicity around this relationship because it started during the Eras Tour, and also the NFL, I think, is capitalizing on it.
Yeah.
Because it's all over the news. Like, it's over every news platform, which is, it's just a little bit weird. Like, it is a little bit so suspicious. Strange. So I wouldn't be super surprised if they ended up engaged.
But I personally don't think
it'll happen.
I saw a lot of discourse about her being named Time's Person of the Year.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
It came out like yesterday. She was named Time's Person of the Year, and not going to stay on this topic, but last year, the like Prime Minister of the Ukraine was named Time's Person of the Year because a country was invaded by fascists, and this year there's an active genocide and Taylor Swift is the person of the year. So
yeah.
Anyway, moving on to number five. Or number four, rather.
Number four, yeah.
My fourth one, this is, again, it's not funny, it's just probable. I think Tumblr is going to get bought out again, but I think this is it. I think whoever buys it next is gonna either fix it and like get it there, or they're going to completely ruin the platform and this is the last one before it shuts down.
Yeah. You know, thoughts and prayers.
Like, there's someone stupid enough to buy it.
Yeah. I just hope it's not Elon Musk. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Okay, what's your fourth one? What's your fourth one?
All right. I have James Corden gay. But originally, I had this as James Corden straight because I thought he was gay. He is married to a woman, but
Carly told me this the other night. She was like, I think James Corden is going to come out as straight. And I was like, what do you mean come out? He is straight.
But he's not. He is not straight. That is not a straight man.
No.
So he's going to be gay.
He's going to be gay, whether it comes out or not. I will
make him gay. If I have to, I will go do. I will make him gay by any means necessary.
I think he's definitely on the fruity meter.
Yeah, yeah. If not,
he's too
gay.
Close with Harry Styles to not be fruity.
God, James Corden, Harry Styles. I just had a vision. I just had a vision of a Harry Styles music video with James Corden in it.
Does that not already exist?
With James Corden in the music video? I hope not.
I don't know. They did like a really intense carpool karaoke at one point. Whatever. My fifth prediction is a fashion one.
Okay. I thought you were going to say fascist. I'm like, we don't need any of that.
No. It relates to the girl blogger aesthetic, but per a LinkedIn post I recently read, and based on, I don't know, you're not on TikTok right now, are you?
I come and go.
There's this week has been this trend where it's a Lana audio and people are putting little pink bows on everything, including like pieces of mac and cheese. I saw one this morning where someone twisted a piece of bacon into a bow and played the audio. Okay. And it's like the coquette trend has finally hit TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like fully mainstream, and I've been seeing brands say things like ballet core is like in. I think in 2024 ballet core is going out of mainstream style because it's hitting its peak right now.
Yeah,
I predict the return of the bra girl.
The bra girl. I love that. I think she should come back.
I miss the days when you could just be a bra girl.
Yeah. It's so true.
So 2024 is the year, the return of the bra girl.
Yeah. I really want coquette to go out as fast as possible. Like,
we could literally do
speed
a
up
whole,
a little bit.
We could do a whole nother episode next year about the coquette aesthetic on TikTok, because we've already done an episode about it on Tumblr.
Yeah. And we've covered the pitfalls of it.
Oh, we sure did.
All right. Next up, I have, so I was, to come up with ideas, I was looking at shows that are either airing in 2024 or getting new seasons, and Grey's Anatomy is featuring its 20th season, which is insane. And Grey's Anatomy has done, I kid you not, like, every single plot, like, you can think of. And last year on my bingo board, I had Sex and the City reboot hostage plot, which they already have done a hostage plot for Grey's Anatomy. I guarantee it. But I have Grey's Anatomy metaverse episode. I don't know how this will come to fruition, but I see it.
Yeah,
I feel that it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm on board. I
like it causes somebody's medical emergency or something.
Yeah, that's easily believable.
Grey's Anatomy will do anything. So
yeah. My next one, again, is not funny. It's just believable. TikTok shop credit card leak.
Ooh. I have seen a few people post about suspicious credit card activity after using TikTok shop. So this may already have happened.
I did see a girl post on TikTok that after she bought something off Temu, her account just started getting charged like $7 a week. Like, that was the fraud. Like, one of my this is a good time to bring up one of my friend Natalie's predictions, is that TikTok shop is revealed as Shein.
Like, they're one and the same?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
That would be
fucking
crazy.
I looked it up and Google said that Temu and Shein are owned by different companies, but I genuinely don't believe it.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
But yeah, TikTok shop credit card leak. That's my number six.
Okay. All right. My number six is Jennifer Coolidge releases a wine label.
Which I would drink. So good.
I would drink it.
That
I
is
want it
so
now.
Good. You know, and I'm really upset that your celebrity marketing prediction didn't come true last year, because you literally gave him a free fucking opportunity.
I have it. I have it on my list because I want it to happen again, and I will end
okay.
with it. So we're not going to reveal it now.
Okay.
But I agree.
My number seven is that I think this year will yield a new Halsey album. That's not really necessarily a hard to make prediction because they are teasing. I think this is either going to be like a classic Tumblr indie pop album, or it's going to have like references to Badlands on it, or she puts out a music video related to Badlands.
Okay. You see the return of Badlands.
Yeah. New Halsey album, return of the Badlands in some way.
It should come back. I mean, I will listen to Badlands any point in time.
Like literally one of the best albums ever made. Like if you were to ask me.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I am going out of order because I feel like I need to. I have Gypsy Rose debut album. I think she's gonna she's gonna become a singer.
When I heard that Gypsy Rose was getting out of jail, I immediately texted Carly and I was like, how long do you think before she gets a docuseries like from her perspective? Like, I want to hear Gypsy Rose talk her truth. And I think she's already signed for one.
Yeah, I feel like I saw I don't know if it was a series or if it was just a documentary, but I've already seen one like that. I think she's either going to debut an album or she's going to get some sort of like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Keeping Up with Gypsy Rose type of show. But
that's crazy.
I'm more leaning towards debut album.
Because
I just feel like she could be a singer.
Last year, my prediction was Kourtney Kardashian album. I was wrong. Not Kourtney. I predicted No, which one's which? I think I predicted Kourtney Kardashian album last year. Because I was like, Travis is going to help her write an album.
Yeah.
My eighth prediction, honestly, I probably should have looked this one up to see if it already happened because it probably already did. But I'm kind of obsessed with how the girlies on TikTok make up new names for hair colors all the time, like honey blonde and teddy bear. And I think they're going to come up with a new name for having plain black hair.
You don't have an idea of what the name is going to be.
No, I don't know yet. I speculate it will be something like Raven something, but like that's too basic, right? Like Raven, Ebony, like all those things already exist as like box dye hair colors. So I want to see the TikTok girls get really creative with renaming black hair.
Yeah. They should get
like
on it.
The spilled ink hair color, you know?
Yes. I actually think that's good. They should write that down.
Guys, I dyed my hair. I no longer have split dye hair for the first time in 4 years, nearly five. And I have spilled ink hair now.
Spilled ink.
Yeah, spilled ink hair is the hair color of the year. That's what I'll make my prediction.
Okay. Okay. All right. What are we on?
Eight.
Okay. My eight. I'm looking at, they're so freaking ridiculous, but I feel like they at least have some semblance of truth. Like, all right, Streaker at the presidential debate.
That's so funny.
Like, I think if he's like, somebody's got to do it, somebody has to step up to the plate.
I saw a really funny, stupid post on Tumblr the other day that it was like, here's how I think the Republican debate is going to go. And it was like a list of things. And at the end, one of them was Joe Biden. And it had something. And someone replied, why is Joe Biden at the Republican primary? And the original poster replied, got lost.
Yeah, I saw that too. I actually think that should have happened. Some intern should have been like, oh, you have something if you have some sort of event here, like, let's just guide you this way. Come on. I think I should get that. Bonus points if the streaker is an intern.
I think you should get triple points if the streaker is Joe Biden. Just losing his marbles and just stripping down.
Oh my god. Or Mitch McConnell. Like, I don't think he could streak. Like, can he even get his clothes off by himself at this point?
Dude, that was the craziest thing that happened this year when all the headlines were like, Mitch McConnell freezes on national TV.
And he did. That's what he did.
Anyway, moving on. That's so good. My ninth is, I feel like this could happen. I don't think it's happened yet. So do you remember when there was like discourse on whether or not it was like ethical to have plants because of like their feelings?
Yes, vaguely.
I think the discourse of 2024 is it ethical to have a cat?
That discourse has already happened, but
fuck.
Maybe your bingo thing can be like that major news platforms pick it up. I feel like I've seen it, but I, to be fair, I think everything that could be debated has been debated on the internet already.
I'm not talking like Reddit discourse. I'm talking like mainstream discourse, okay. Like the top trending on TikTok, like across every platform, like activist groups come out saying that you should not have cats. Like, yeah. I think mainstream discourse on the ethics of having a cat.
Bonus points if I get canceled for having a cat.
Fuck, we should have come up with reasons that we'll both get canceled next year.
Well, we can do that. We don't have enough to fill up our bingo.
Yeah,
cards,
that's so
we'll
true. True. Should I put Carly gets canceled for blank and you put Tori gets canceled for blank on yours? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be thinking in the background.
Should I change mine then to Carly gets canceled for having a cat? Or like,
keep it as that, because in order for me to get canceled for having a cat, that needs to
the
happen.
Discourse about the ethics of having a cat, right, has to precede it.
Unless there's some other reason I get canceled for having a cat.
She's just too damn cute.
All right, my ninth is that there's a Lin-Manuel Miranda cameo in House of the Dragon season 2.
That sentence was amazing. Well, House of the Dragons on season 3 already?
No, season 2.
Oh, okay.
I was first hoping, like, either he's gonna have a cameo or he is going to like be working on the score for one of the episodes.
That's too likely. I think he probably works on TV scores already.
Yeah, so I think he's gonna show up, because you know he's in the Percy Jackson show as like Hermes.
Whatever. I kind of want to read Percy Jackson, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, my 10th one. See, I don't feel passionate about this one. I think I need to start spitballing around now, because I have written down that I think 2016 brows are gonna come back into style, like Sharpie, like Anastasia dip brow, like no feathering at the front, like Sharpie brows, I think are like on their way back.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or shaved brows. Like, it's going to be one or the other.
The shaved brows, I think, already had their moment when everyone was like shaving them down to like a third of their length during COVID because nothing mattered.
Well, what is the trend cycle? Is it like 7 years? Like, isn't that it?
The trend cycle is like 6 fucking months at this point.
Well, but I mean, like when things come back.
Yeah, I don't think Sharpie brows are like back yet. I think that a lot of like top makeup artists do still do really sculpted dark brows, but nobody says anything about it. Mm-hmm. And like the average person doesn't. So, you know what? I stand by it. Sharpie brows are on their way back.
I see it happening. I do.
Hold on. My dog is trying to put herself under the blankets.
Okay.
Good night. Go under. Good night. She She was trying to get under the blankets with just her nose, and it wasn't working. But I put the blanket over her head, and now she's not laying down. She's sitting up with a blanket over her head.
I can see her in the background. She's confused. She's taking her time.
Okay. She's sitting up. I see.
Okay. Okay, my... What are we on?
10.
10. Is that Elon Musk is going to produce his own biopic.
That's fucking genius. You just spoke that into existence.
Yeah, he's going to get that idea now from me. And I take full responsibility.
He's literally going to steal your idea.
No, I want some sort of compensation. Actually, yeah, I don't know if I do.
Just maybe the not. Glory.
Yeah.
My next one, I think X Tumblr Girls is going to hit 10,000 streams next year.
Yes, I can get on with that. We should hit more than that.
We should, but we did 1,000 stream. Actually, we're up to like 1,200 now. So we did like 1,200 streams on our first 20 episodes. I think we can hit 10K streams next year. Not, I think we can. Totally, we are going to hit 10K streams next year.
We will. We will.
That's on the bingo board. We'll get bingo. It will get bingo. That's the episode title. You're getting bingo.
Okay. My next one is that there will be a Jimmy Neutron live action remake. At first, I was like, there's going to be a Kim Possible live action remake. There already was in 2019. So Jimmy Neutron, I think, has the potential for a live action remake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Joss Hutcherson is going to play. I think he's aged out of the role.
30-year-old Josh Hutcherson playing the 9-year-old Jimmy Neutron.
Okay, well, they're not going to make him 9. They're going to make him like 18 at least. High school Jimmy Neutron.
I mean, they did have Drake Bell play Timmy Turner in like 2008.
Yeah.
That's Josh Hutcherson.
I'm glad you could whistle because I can't whistle and I was hoping you would step up.
Guys, I just Josh Hutcherson whistle edited you guys on an audio podcast.
I'm pretty sure that RIT, the college I went to, posted a whistle whistle TikTok.
We gotta make one. Maybe 2024 will bring back our TikTok account and I'll just start making like Josh Hutcherson fan cams on the TikTok. That's
all of the content.
I'm just going to start making fan cams on the Xtumblr TikTok.
There was a night like a few weeks ago where we did MASH and I'm going to marry Josh Hutcherson.
So. Oh my God. I forgot we played MASH. We were a little drunk that night.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to live with Josh Hutcherson in a shack.
Yeah. Oh, we got to play MASH on the podcast soon. Okay. Yeah. Bookmark that. My next prediction. So, you know how, like, the BookTok girlies are obsessed with hockey players because of, like, their books? And Tumblr really loves, like, F1 racers. I think the next sexy sport is water polo.
Do they wear speedos?
I think like, so.
Okay, then yes.
Yeah, I think water polo players are going to be, like, the next sexy athlete that everybody's obsessed with.
I think that could happen. I love that. My next one is that Jeff Bezos is going to mysteriously disappear.
God, I hope.
We agreed that we weren't going to make any death predictions, so this is the closest
you
we can get.
You agreed that we weren't going to make any death predictions. I wanted to predict that Joe Rogan was going to die.
I mean, maybe we could if we consult with the copyright law. Or not copyright. The threatening laws. I don't want to, like, get arrested.
Yeah, whatever.
But I do think he's gonna mysteriously disappear, and I think his girlfriend is gonna be involved.
Wow, the one he just did the like Americana photo shoot with.
Yes. It's just, I think it would be too good, and that's why it
Ugh,
has to happen.
now I'm thinking like what celebrity is gonna be the next one to do like a photo shoot where they pretend to be normal? Anne Hathaway.
Way.
Anne Hathaway cover shoot where she like pretends to be a normal person.
Yeah, and it would go really well.
Yeah,
It
it would
would.
be so well received. I'm literally writing it down. Anne Hathaway normal person cover shoot. And I'll put Anne Hathaway normal
Normal
cosplay.
cosplay. Just gonna wear Old Navy.
Okay, well, I guess that is my next prediction is Anne
Okay.
Hathaway normal cosplay.
I predict that a TikTok trend, I don't know exactly what it will be, but I predict that it will cause the extinction of some species. Like it's
Holy
gonna
fuck,
be
that is so good and so true.
like some bag that goes viral that is using like a very specific animal skin or like some sort of skin product, something like that.
Wow. No, I can so see it. Like some like highly sought after skin product is like the reason that like silkworms go ex extinct.
Yeah,
Like
like something like that.
it's definitely gonna be like a bug of some kind that they
Yeah.
like over farm for a skin
Yeah, or like a
product.
frog, you know, like something really
I
random.
was when you said that immediately, I was like, oh, they're gonna pick up some habit that's gonna like kill off some kind of bird population. Like that was my first thought, was like a bird population being endangered by some TikTok
Yeah,
challenge.
well, time will tell what species
Yeah.
becomes extinct, but I do believe at least one will
Yeah.
because of TikTok.
I think that's fair. I don't know. The TikTokers are on a weird streak right now. Apparently, some of them are giving up vaping because the cobalt in the batteries is being mined by children in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And so they're giving up vaping.
Well, if it's gonna happen anyway, I guess that's the way to for it to happen, right?
Know. What a weird. Anyway, here's where mine go a little off the rails.
Okay.
I wrote down Mickey Mouse gay, and then I was like, it doesn't feel believable. And then I was like, Daisy Duck lesbian?
She married to Donald Duck? Are they like a thing? Are they an item?
I
Or
think
are
they're
they
an
siblings?
item. No.
It's one or the other.
But I do feel more passionately about Daisy Duck lesbian.
I feel like Daisy Duck could be involved in some sort of pride campaign for Disney.
That's so true. Yeah, Daisy Duck Pride campaign. That
Love
one's
that.
good. I'm still just writing Daisy Duck lesbian, but
Yes. Our listeners will know what we mean.
yeah.
And if she is involved in some sort of pride campaign, that means she's a lesbian.
Exactly.
Okay. Next up. I have a bunch of question marks after this, but I'm going to delete the question marks because I do believe this. Debbie Ryan is a furry.
Who the fuck is Gabby Ryan?
No, Debbie Ryan.
Oh. She is married to the guy from 21 Pilots. I feel like that's not even a far stretch to
She
imagine.
can, like, you can be married to the guy from 21 Pilots and be a furry.
I sat down with the president of Disney and I said, I want to make history. And that's what we did. That's furry
And
behavior.
she's going to make history again.
Like, there's no hate to the furries
No. She's one of them, I do
yeah,
think,
we
though.
respect you, Private Debbie. Saving Private Debbie Ryan.
That should be your next item for your bingo board. Debbie Ryan.
Debbie Ryan military enrollment. No, but now that you say it, I do feel like some high pro, like very much like an Elvis situation, like
Yeah.
some high profile male celebrity is going to join the military for the looks of it.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be is the question. Tom Holland's British, so not
I mean,
could be Timothée Chalamet.
Well, he's French, isn't he?
He's French?
I think he was born in France.
Damn. But L for the United States.
Chris Pratt?
Oh, I can't. Well, he might be a little too old.
Yeah.
Who's like a well-to-do young male celebrity that can still join the military for the looks of it? I gotta think on it.
What's his fucking name? Oh my god. The guy that was fake dating. Oh my god, no name is coming to mind. Singer. He's probably gay.
Fake dating.
I saw him at the Jingle Ball.
The Jingle Ball. What year did you... Shawn Mendes?
Yes, Shawn Mendes. He was actually an amazing performer.
Wait, did I go that year?
I don't think so.
Wait, why do I feel like I've seen Shawn Mendes?
You probably have.
You know what? I actually don't. I don't know. I went to a Jingle Ball where I saw Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran joins the military. Well, he's
okay.
British.
I don't know that I could see Shawn Mendes joining the military. I gotta think on this one.
Okay. Come he's back. Little, do you have it?
I don't know. My next one is, this came to me in a vision earlier today. I think it is going to become revealed that Walmart, as a corporation, is functioning as a landlord.
Well, I hope that isn't true, but I wouldn't so, actually like, be surprised.
I think I'll write this down as like Walmart landlord scandal.
Okay. Yes. Yes. It's a good one.
Walmart Corporation is a slumlord. Like...
Yeah, they definitely would be a slumlord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lana Del Rey joins the Church of Scientology.
Is she not already?
I feel like she should be, which is why yeah. I feel like I need to have that on my bingo card.
I'm really upset that my Scientology one didn't come true, which was that last year I predicted one? That Nicki Minaj would join the Church of Scientology.
That one is also very likely.
Right? Whatever. Dude, I unfollowed them. Someone I used to follow on Tumblr, I think, was so obsessed with Tom Cruise that I unfollowed them. Like,
that is it.
They would post about him constantly, and I was like, that's strange. Okay, this is my final one that I have, like, solidified.
Okay.
One Direction final song.
Ooh. They should do that.
One Direction.
They need to.
One last song.
Just like a single they put out?
Yes. One song, all five of them.
I'm speechless. That needs to happen.
I feel really good about this one.
I'm going to dream journal that. A part of the dream journaling trend is going to be trying to lucid dream through the journal.
Yeah, by the way, if any of these happen in a dream, that actually counts on the bingo card. I feel like this episode, when we post about it, is definitely going to be all those posts that are like, what are your sources? It was revealed to me in a dream.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
what's your next one?
All right, the rest of these are a little bit half-baked.
Yeah, that's how mine are as well now.
Okay. I have this one. This one came to me like minutes before we started recording. Okay. Lemonade Mouth reunion and they commit a crime. There's some sort of mysterious crime that happens.
Hold on.
Is somebody dead?
Not dead. I don't think dead.
Oh, is somebody in jail?
I think one of them's already in jail.
Oh.
I went to look up Lemonade Mouth and I googled lemonade recipe. I just hit the first result. Oh, now I have to cut out me snorting.
It's the redhead guy. He's in jail, right?
He is. I feel like he is.
What did he do? Pedophilia?
As of July 2022, he was out on parole after doing time for robbery.
Okay.
Now well, then my music.
I feel like there's going to be a Lemonade. I'm going to put Lemonade Mouth reunion scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Because something will happen. Something will happen.
That's believable. I like that. I love a reboot with an issue.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start stealing some from Natalie because hers are funny and she did give me permission to use the funny ones.
Okay, I love that.
This one is crazy good. Selena Gomez rebranding will get her deplatformed.
Oh my, what is she going to do?
I don't know.
Maybe she becomes like super Christian. Like she aims her content to be super Christian. Because she is an evangelical Christian.
I think it's a really great prediction.
That's probable. Okay, my next one is that AO3 is summoned for a congressional hearing.
Oh, that's so good. Stop. That is so good.
I don't know what for, but...
No, I could see, like, the digital version of swatting happening to AO3.
Yeah.
And, like, they end up having to go to court over something that they didn't actually do.
Yeah.
Who would they send as the representative?
Well, isn't it all volunteers?
Oh my God. And then, you know who's going to stand up for them? The campaign's going to be AOC for AO3.
Yes. No, people will come. They will come up and show up. And show
I will
their
show out.
Support.
I will show out. Okay. I think one of my predictions was, who do we think is going to be the next Harry Styles? Like, I'm thinking like white boy of the month to the extreme. I think like Jacob Elordi doesn't necessarily have to be. I think just who is the cultural Harry Styles. Like, think too famous for their talent. Bad style.
You are not pulling your punches.
I have thoughts about Harry Styles.
Yeah, I do too.
I just don't know who the next one is going to be. You know, he's hit a level of fame that I think few male celebrities like hit, where they're so wildly popular with women who would like excuse anything they did.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a new level of fame. But I just,
we all saw how the Johnny Depp trial went.
I just can't even think of a male celebrity.
Well, if they have to be young enough to still like have that potential not yet realized.
Yeah.
What about,
I don't know,
the guy that plays like any of the Stranger Thing actors? I don't know any of their names.
Wow, you are so right for that.
Gotta be one of them.
Except
the main one.
Finn Wolfhard? Is that his name?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I could see.
I could see
Finn Wolfhard hit Harry Styles level of like, he's like 19 now, probably. Yeah. So he's like qualified to become White Boy of the Month.
Yeah, curly hair.
Yeah.
Tall, skinny.
Okay, Finn Wolfhard White Boy of the Month status.
Yes. Yes.
Because I don't know if we talked about it on the last episode we recorded, but Logan Lerman's engaged.
Oh, rest in peace.
Big loss for the community.
To a celebrity?
I don't know if she's famous. They've been together for a really long time. She posted the announcement picture, and it's like a photo strip of them, and one of them has the ring, and she captioned it, "Call me Mrs. Logie." And all the posts of these pictures were like, no! And then all the comments were like, I hope this doesn't happen to Dylan O'Brien. We can't lose two in one year.
We need to have some sort of Dylan O'Brien bingo board item.
I
to start thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but my next one. Okay. I think that there will be, I know I did a medical emergency for the last Bingo board, but I think there will be a medical emergency at Dancing with the Stars.
That's like somebody's so likely, gonna like, though.
Okay, do you want me to think of?
Well, it's just so probable because like someone always like rips a muscle, and then there's always someone who's super old.
I think who, like, fine. Somebody out. Dies at Dancing with the Stars. Hostage plot, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars canceled mid-season for crisis.
Well, that happened this past year with the strikes.
The what?
With the strikes, it got canceled mid-season.
The fuck is the strikes?
Like the SAG-AFTRA strikes and the writer's strike.
I thought the strikes was another like elimination TV show.
Does sound like one, doesn't it?
Documentary about the WSGA strike written by oh my god, prediction. Documentary about the WSGA.
WGA, I think.
Writers Guild of America, yes. Okay, TV show about the WGA. That was written by picket line crossers during the strike.
That probably happened. Is it fictional or is it a docuseries or like a
No. It's like a dramatized version. Like it's okay. A written show. It's not a documentary.
Okay, I see that. You add that to yours. I got to think of something that could happen at the Dancing with the Stars that's unpredictable but possible.
Well, who do you think is going to be on it that, like, is totally left field? Or they add, like, a new type of dance. My brain went, they add crumping to Dancing with the Stars. I want to see, like, Lil Uzi Vert be on Dancing with the Stars.
Kanye West. No, they better not have Kanye West on Dancing with the Stars. That would be bad.
Dancing with the Stars not only adds Kanye to the show, but publicly comes out as anti-Semitic.
No.
I just think a dancing show has too many opportunities already for a medical emergency that's probably happened.
Yeah.
I would like to come up with a prediction about something about veganism. I was going to say it's going to like go out of style this year, but
it won't. I don't think it will. There's some committed vegans out there.
I know. And last year I had a prediction that Trader Joe's would be exposed for using animal labor, but it didn't happen. Sad to say, but I just feel like veganism is due for like a scandal in general.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
here we go. Vegan public protest at Dancing with the Stars.
What are they protesting?
Animal products. I don't know. Like they all like come up on the stage with their arms linked. Like,
oh my god, Greta Thunberg Dancing with the Stars.
That's actually good. That's good. I'll put that.
That's the one. Guys, this is what we did for hours last year. We just like riffed this way where we just started throwing around concepts until something stuck.
I do think a vegan public protest should happen somewhere.
First, I mean, isn't that what the whole like, oh my god, that like can of soup protest thing that happened? That was this year, wasn't it?
Can of soup?
When like those climate activists threw a can of soup at a Van Gogh painting. Oh, but it was a painting that was behind glass and everyone was like, this is so disrespectful, like that's a work of art, and they were like, we only did it because they knew it was behind glass. Like the point is that people care more about a paint, whatever. I'm on the high horse, but anyway, I would like to have a prediction around Boy Genius.
I did have Boy Genius. Wait, I had Boy Genius cameo in the Pretty Little Liar spinoff.
That's so good.
Well, you know that the Pretty Little Liar spinoff is airing in 2024. And so
I did not know that.
I mean, I'm going to put that down then.
Okay. Yeah. Last year. Oh, you know what? Didn't you predict a public thruple last year? I feel like Boy Genius qualifies.
Yeah, I thought about doing that, but I feel like that's too easy. Like,
well, no. But last year, I think on your bingo card, you had like public celebrity thruple, didn't you?
No, I had.
Did I?
You might have. I did have that Pete Davidson and Winona Ryder would be spotted together.
Yeah, and I predicted that Pete Davidson would be spotted with a male celebrity in a romantic situation.
Neither which happened.
Unfortunately. We both predicted something about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That was a waste of time. I'm really upset that Seth Rogen Martha Stewart collab didn't happen. What do you
I
mean?
I love Martha Stewart.
Whatever. I'm also trying to think what the next like Tumblr meme of the year is going to be, like a very specific prediction on a Tumblr.
It is
so,
impossible
like,
to predict the Tumblr.
No, I actually don't think it is. I think there's something very, my brain went deep-seated and sinister about them. So
probably
I'm thinking,
that 9/11 like, jokes become like the norm.
Dude, that's this year. Okay. That is this year. That already happened.
Okay. Well, I was so in, okay. Small story time. In order to get inspiration for the bingo board, I was looking at TMZ news, which I don't ever do because I have brain cells. And there's this story that like the captain for the Buffalo Bills got like called out for for equating his team to like the 9/11, like making a 9/11 analogy for his team. And he had to do a public apology about it.
Meanwhile, all loved them. The hosts of Binge Topia call going to the airport their own personal 9/11.
Yeah, they're excused.
No, 9/11 jokes is not even like a prediction. It's just the reality. It's okay. Mind-boggling to me.
Some other just keywords I have floating around are DUI. Somebody has to have a DUI.
I feel like we've gone too celebrity. We need to think like the culture.
Okay. I also have NASA campaign. Some sort of controversial
You know that NASA is starting a streaming service?
What the fuck?
I think it's free, but it's basically like a bunch of videos from like space telescopes and stuff that you can watch at home because they want people to learn more about science.
That's actually cool. Yeah. I hope that NASA does nothing that's controversial. I mean, they're NASA.
Yeah.
NASA DUI.
The entirety of the government organization gets a DUI. Can I predict like Joe Biden DUI?
Yes.
You can.
Well, he doesn't drive for himself anymore.
I thought you were going to say he's not allowed to drive anymore.
Probably isn't. Oh my god. Maybe like some prior president gets a DUI.
There's Hillary only
Clinton
so many
DUI.
Of
them. I do want to now share the one from the last bingo card that is actually a really good marketing campaign for Harry Styles' team to pick up, which is a Harry Styles vibrator line. I'm mad this didn't happen.
The company is like, called Pleasing.
Wait, like this is your idea of what it should be called?
No, he owns a brand called Pleasing. It's a nail polish brand.
And they don't have vibrators, which is
and
wild.
Better yet, the nail polish bottles look like butt plugs.
It's the obvious next step for him. Yeah. He just needs to take the leap.
Natalie's prediction was Harry Styles Broadway. And that's just too good.
We gotta hope that doesn't happen for my
Yeah.
sanity.
Well, I like Natalie has Hobby Lobby cult and then in parentheses proven true.
Is there a Hobby Lobby cult that
I don't
is
know,
not
but I do
proven?
think I think there is something to be said about cults in the year of 2024. What pyramid scheme do we think is going to come out as a cult? I can't name any pyramid schemes off the top of my head, unfortunately. I'm thinking of things that are way too possible. I need to
I'm
think
thinking like
big.
true crime, like some true crime podcast actually has a cult. Like, could that happen? That could happen.
Oh my gosh, just like in general, like a podcast host starts a cult, like a
Yes.
legit cult, like compound level cult.
Yes. Yes. I think
Okay.
we that's a good one.
Podcast host starts a cult. And that is not meant lightly. Trying to think of entertainment trends. So, like, something really distasteful that happened last year was the Jeffrey Dahmer series. I'm trying to think what a streaming service will make in the coming year that everyone will be horrified by that will do absolute numbers. Because not enough people were upset by the Jeffrey Dahmer thing.
No.
Not enough people were upset with the Ted Cruz one. Not Ted Cruz. Ted
My
Bundy.
God. Yeah, they made Zac Efron Ted Bundy and said this will have no lasting consequences.
I'm just wondering, like, do you think they're gonna make like a dramatized television show or movie of some horrible, horrible person that's gonna like propel them into like romanticized stardom?
Oh.
Trying to think.
Henry Kissinger.
That's so
Has
funny.
Henry Kissinger romance movie. It has to be romance.
Yeah. I'm thinking like an inappropriately timed rom-com, like a rom-com that should is in an era it absolutely should not be in. Like, you know,
9-11.
9/11 rom-com. Wait, wasn't that already a movie? Robert Pattinson was
Probably.
in it.
Oh yeah.
It
Oh
wasn't a
yeah.
comedy. It wasn't a rom-com. It was a
It was a
drama.
rom.
It was a rom.
Rom. Okay,
Rom-dram. A dramedy. No, never mind.
how
Never
many
mind. Never mind.
do you have left? How many
I
spots
need
do you have left?
four.
Okay,
I
same. Are
have 20.
you
I
adding 9-11 rom-com?
don't want to get canceled.
We're not gonna get canceled.
For 9/11
I
rom-com, that can get taken
mean, what?
so out of
Okay,
context.
what other kind of rom-com? Like,
I don't know. I'm thinking like Triangle Shirtwaist Factory rom-com.
feel like any sort of romance around the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory has got to be
Well,
wrong
actually,
in
you know
some.
what? I take it back. It doesn't have to be a rom-com. I just think there's going to be a historical drama about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory.
Okay, I think that's a good prediction.
That's the next Bridgerton.
Something just came to me. I think something's gonna happen with Coco Melon. I think Coco Melon, there's gonna be some sort of scandal. I don't know what it's
Okay.
gonna be.
I totally could see like some really conservative group of parent like lobbyists being like Cocomelon is Satanist. And then they
And
start
then they
making
actually
like
are.
wild propaganda posters of like Cocomelon with like upside down crosses on its forehead.
So, anti-Coco Melon
I would say like
crusade.
Cocomelon Satanist accusations.
Nice. I like it. I like it.
This is the fun part of this episode. I was thinking about celebrity babies. I feel like it could be the year that Kendall Jenner finally has a baby. just because she's the last one. But I also don't want to make another Kardashian prediction because it didn't work out for me last time. Yeah. I feel like I want to scale back on my celebrity predictions. I might want to swap out my Selena Gomez one. Even though it's so true.
It's good.
Well, I need my Carly gets canceled for one.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to end with that? Just so that...
Yeah, I need to brainstorm. Oh God, so many of these are about celebrities. I need to think culture. Well, I know that that fucking ebook series that was huge on Tumblr in like 2013, All for the Game, is being made into a TV show.
Never heard of that.
It's about lacrosse players.
Oh.
It was
something
called
has to happen. Oh,
the series is called All for the Game.
Yeah, it was bad.
They're turning it into a TV show. We can't even predict that cannibalism is going to be a big thing because it already is.
It already is. Oh my God, I just had something and then it left me. Okay, I think something is going to happen with book talkers.
Yes.
What sort of scandal could happen?
I mean, like, you can't even say like book talkers are getting paid by publishers to give good reviews because that's just called an ad deal. There was a book talk scandal when someone like gave a bad review of a book, and it wasn't even necessarily bad. It was like 3.5 stars, and the author went crazy, like in like responding. They were like, this is such a bullshit review, like you have no idea how fucking hard I worked on this. And then all the Goodreads comments were like, this person's crazy, don't read their book. It was a big,
oh my God,
it was a big drama. Yeah, I feel like
maybe that's where the pyramid scheme can come in.
Oh my God, book talk pyramid scheme?
I don't know. Like, that could be a thing. I don't know how.
What are they? My brain went literally peddling.
I don't truly understand how pyramid schemes work. Like, I don't know.
Something is going to happen with book talk. I feel like maybe there's going to be a really stark divide among the book talk community book. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. Book talk disagrees about Gypsy Rose's autobiography.
Okay. So
I would love to see like a book that was published under a pseudonym, someone find out that it's by like a really popular book talker with like terrible takes. But that's like so specific. Book talk already has so much drama.
Maybe there's like gonna be like a plagiarism scandal or a
like a top seller plagiarism scandal.
But book talk is gonna uncover it.
Yes, book talk uncovers plagiarism scandal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so good. I feel like...
Well, last year I had TikTok solves the JonBenet Ramsey case.
And they did not.
I know.
It let us down about it. Maybe next they'll solve the... What was that baby? The Lindbergh
what
baby.
What was that baby? What?
I don't know what I'm saying. It's past my bedtime. I feel really good about Triangle Shirtwaist Factory historical drama. I really do.
Okay, I think something's gonna happen with American Girl doll. What can American Girl doll do?
American Girl doll is making American Girl doll is. Oh my God, I can't get through this. American Girl doll is so back. I really do think that they're gonna make a gay one.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to write that one down. Gay.
I mean, Kit Kitteridge is already gay, but...
Yeah, out gay.
Like, girl of the year, a gay girl of the year.
Yes, okay.
This year's girl of the year was from New Jersey.
Love her. I don't know who she is, but I love her.
She was like, I think I want to say like Filipino American. She was like a dancer, and one of her accessories was a bagel. Because she's from New Jersey.
Representation matters.
Or maybe it wasn't a bagel and I made that up and I just wanted to believe it. But either way. I have a crazy thought.
Okay.
A Central American state gets outed from the union. Like Nebraska is no longer part of the 50 states.
Okay. Secession. I think that's
a midweight state secedes from the union.
Yes. That would be crazy.
Like a landlocked state.
Like it should happen just for the bit.
Yeah. Landlocked state secedes. It's going to be like Ohio.
Okay. I have only one left that I'll save for my you get canceled.
Okay. I have one more and then I have to figure out what Carly's getting canceled for.
Okay. I'm just going to throw things out there if it comes to me.
This I have bitch,
I don't know his name.
Arthur? Let me look at my memes folder and see what I've got cooking.
You know, that's what I'm doing.
I wonder if there's like a design, like a home design trend we can predict. Or like some type of like design trend or like fashion trend that we can predict.
You've done a few fashion trends already.
Have I?
Yeah.
I did Return of the Bra Girl.
And the brow.
I guess that's... And the brow. And I did Spilled Ink Hair.
Yeah. Okay. What is a good one for home design? I think
you really, you killed it right off the bat with Snoopy reboot.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm always like wanting to predict something about Lana Del Rey, but it never works.
She is living in her own world.
Oh my God. You know what I bet?
What?
Have you seen those little dolls that are like... They're like naked little cherubs that have little hats on. I don't know what they're called. They're
Cabbage
like
Cabbage Patch Kids?
No, they're like Kewpie.
Okay.
This is not about them. I'm thinking about Calico Critters.
Okay.
These Johns.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I feel like there's something is going to happen with the Calico Critters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, either like a Calico Critter will sell on eBay for like upwards of $100,000.
Yeah. Or like some A-list celebrity becomes like an influencer for them, like starts.
Yes.
Like when Charlie D'Amelio, like kind of she did something with the Squishmallows. Like she posted about all of her Squishmallows and it like caused them all to sell out.
And yeah, like,
well, there was I don't remember which celebrity, but there was some celebrity that bought a Pokemon card for like,
oh, it was upwards Post of Malone. A million.
Yeah, so maybe like some celebrity buys a Calico Critter, like a rare, yeah, Calico Critter.
Mm-hmm. Influencer buys, but the thing is I don't know that there's any rare enough Calico Critters that a celebrity would spend that much money. I don't know if Calico Critters have like, oh my God, do you think like an influencer would buy like a Webkinz, like a super expensive Webkinz?
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely rare Webkinz out there.
Webkinz sells for over 100K.
Yeah. To influencer.
Okay. I like that I knew exactly who the Pokemon card thing was about. I immediately knew it was Post Malone. And I don't know that it was a Pokemon card. I think it was a Magic the Gathering card.
Oh, was it?
I really like Post embarrassing Malone. Somehow. I know a lot about Post Malone for some reason.
Okay, so we have one spot left. I feel like I know what you're going to get canceled for. I think that some fan fiction that you posted way back in the day is going to get uncovered. So that's what I'm putting down. Tori gets canceled for uncovered fan fiction.
It's awful that immediately I know exactly which one it would be. It's not even bad. I never did anything bad. I never wrote anything like awful, right? I never wrote anything cancelable, but I can imagine exactly which one it would be. I wouldn't get canceled for it, but I would get flamed.
Yeah.
Just purely well, I based
hope
on
neither of us do anything bad enough that we would get canceled for it.
No, I wouldn't get canceled, but just the fandom that I'm thinking of, I would get flamed forever having been not like flamed in like a canceled way, but in like a cringe way.
Yeah.
Cringe cancel.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what do I think Carly's gonna get canceled for? I don't know. My first thought was Carly gets canceled for trying to enter Canada without a passport.
The thing is, like, I could see it happening. Like,
Carly gets canceled by Border Patrol.
Accidentally crossed the border without a passport. Oh my God.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, no one's gonna cancel you for liking Fiona Apple.
No.
I can't think of something. Carly, do something problematic.
I mean, some of my art has been questionable. I guess not to like anybody except for my mom. And the vice principal of my high school that made me take down one of my paintings.
I'm thinking more of like, how would you get canceled on Tumblr? I feel like if Carly were gonna get canceled on Tumblr, I just feel like it's so likely that we are gonna get canceled by the girl bloggers. Like,
I get canceled for hate campaign against girl bloggers.
Like, oh my God, Carly gets canceled by like Lana stans. But oh. you like Lana, so that wouldn't even happen.
I like her, but I'm not above criticizing her.
I'm trying to think what fandom is gonna like a non-hate spam you for like posting one thing that's like really stupid.
I mean,
the only thing that's coming to mind is Doctor Who. And I don't think you're gonna post.
I did post Ant-Man hate way back in the day. So good. I went to bat. I really did.
If I put Carly gets canceled by the girl bloggers, I feel like that's not fair because we would get canceled by the girl bloggers together.
Yeah. I do have a tendency to look through the comments a lot.
True.
And maybe one day I'll break and respond.
Oh my God. Carly gets canceled by the TERFs.
That could happen. I would consider that a win.
Yeah. Carly gets canceled on Tumblr by the TERF community.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking on. I'm going to make that my goal, actually.
Yeah. Carly has this habit where she likes to read comments that make her upset.
And then I just
and then you just close out of them.
No, I keep reading them most of the time. But the thing is, like, I'll read all of the comments. I have to close out of it, find another post, because since I read them, now it's getting recommended to me.
Okay. So we have our final 24. So we're going to post our bingo boards on the Instagram. And Carly has done y'all the service of making a blank ex-Tumblr Girls bingo board, so that you guys can tell us your predictions for 2024 as well. It'll be our 24 for 24 because we put a blank space on the bingo card. So definitely tell us your pop culture predictions. And then, you know, if you ever get one right, you check it off your board and you tag us and we'll keep up with it all year long.
Yeah.
And then next year, we will hope that some of these come true.
I'm gonna get fucking bingo. I'm getting bingo.
I really feel like the Goop tax scandal, ballet core going out of style, Tumblr getting bought, Walmart landlord, like One Direction final song. I'm really feeling some success. Last year we felt really confident and we got everything wrong. So
I feel confident in mine.
But we worked hard for this.
Yeah. We really did.
Okay. We'll see you guys before the end of the year, but we're ready for 2024.
Yeah.
Armed and ready with bingo cards.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We are so excited to have you here and hope you tune in again next time. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Our Instagram is at xtumblrgirlspod. And we, of course, have a Tumblr. You can find us there at xpodcastgirls.tumblr.com. And we kindly ask that if you're enjoying the pod, to give us a rate or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It helps us connect with the rest of the world's ex-Tumblr girls. Come join, be our bestie, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.